the Village Kids 2021 Advent Podcast, where we make kid disciples who go, grow, and overcome.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. Today is December 17th, and I have a very special guest here with me today who's going to help us understand a little bit more about who is Jesus. And so today, I'm ordering special guests. Can you tell us your name?
Michael.
And Michael, what grade are you in?
Preschool.
Preschool, that's right. And so you are our youngest guest that we have so far on the podcast, and we are going to have a blast together right now.
Okay.
Okay, you're convinced. I like it. So Michael, can you tell me, what are you most looking forward to about Christmas?
Celebrate.
Celebrate? What are you going to celebrate?
All the things.
Oh. I love that. All of the things. Let's get all of the things celebrated. I like that. Do you remember, is there anything that you like to do at Christmas?
Open presents and play with the toys.
Yes, I like to open the presents. And I also still like to play with the toys also. So that sounds like a good deal. And you help your mom bake a lot, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you are pretty handy in the kitchen. So I bet this Christmas you're going to be helping to make a lot of food. Now, do you like to make pies or cookies? What's your favorite thing to bake?
Bake all the things.
Oh, we're going to celebrate all the things and we're going to bake all the things. I think that sounds like a good plan. Now, Michael, you have a name of Jesus that you're going to share with us today. Can you tell us what that name of Jesus is?
Bread of life.
So one of the names of Jesus is that he is the bread of life. Now, do you like bread?
Yeah.
Me too. When do you like to eat bread?
I like to eat bread all the days and still eat all the bread.
Yeah. If I had my choice, I would like to eat bread all of the days and eat all of the bread also. And what does bread do when you eat bread? Does it make you hungry still?
No.
No. Does it make you full?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when we talk about what this name means, why do you think they're calling Jesus the bread of life?
Because he's the strongest.
So they're calling Jesus the bread of life because he's the strongest. You're right, he is the strongest. And they're calling him the bread of life because he has what it is that we need, right?
Uh-huh.
And so remember when our tummies are like so hungry and we're like, oh, I just need a piece of bread. It'll make them feel so much better. That's just kind of how our hearts are towards Jesus. Sometimes we have things that we need. And here Jesus is saying, I am the bread of life. I'm what you need. I'll make you feel full. I'll give you the strength that you need. I can fill that empty space inside of you. And I'll be the sustenance that you need in order to do what I've called you to do. And so where is this name referenced? Where do they call Jesus the bread of life?
John 6:48.
Yeah, so in John 6:48, we have Jesus talking about himself and he's introducing himself. One of the things I love is that Jesus doesn't make us wonder about who he is or what he's about or anything. When we begin to look into the Gospels, we can see that Jesus tells us all about himself and that he is the bread of life. And so in John 6:48, here's what he says.
I am the bread of life.
Good job. And so we have Jesus telling his disciples and everyone listening here that I am the bread of life.
I am bread of life.
Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. And so here Jesus, he's introducing himself and this is what he's telling. So we see the story in the scriptures as he's talking about this, all in the book of John, all in the Gospels, how he's showing that he's the bread of life. Can you tell me a story from maybe your own life, from your own story, Michael, about how he is your bread of life?
makes me full and makes me strong.
Yeah. So he makes you full and he makes you strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus is the bread of life because when you need something, right, he's there to be able to give it to you. He's there to be able to make you full, and he's there to be able to make you strong. Now, are you a pretty strong person?
Yeah,
you are, right? And so we get to see that Jesus is able to give that to us right when we have a need. And now I have a question for you, Michael. Can you tell me what is your favorite thing about Jesus?
I like to eat food.
You like that Jesus ate food? Is that your favorite thing about him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you remember any of the food that Jesus ate in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember he ate?
Some bread and water.
Yeah, he did eat some bread and water. You're right. And that's kind of what we're talking about. He's the bread of life. And we see that he also used bread in communion and other times. So I'm going to read today's Advent passage for us, and it comes from the same chapter that we were in, John chapter 6, verses 44 and on. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. And goes on into the passage where he talks about how he is the bread of life. And so we're thankful that you're able to join us here on the podcast today and that you're able to learn a little bit more with us about who is Jesus and how he is the bread of life, and he is able to fill us and make us strong. Michael, I'm wondering, can you close us in prayer?
Mm-hmm. Jesus, give us food and bread. Give us any food. Amen.
Amen. All right, Michael, can you end our time together today by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Did you have fun?
Uh-huh.
We're all done. Did you make it through?
Uh-huh.
Are you still alive?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what you get now?
Uh-huh.
What?
I don't know.
You don't know? You get a candy cane.
Merry Christmas.